So Campbell's Soup is in a bit of hot water, you could say, over this undercover video of apparently their vice president, I think is the allegation. And the video of this person was captured of him saying seemingly insane things about, I think, 3D printed meat and meat grown in a lab and basically who's dumb enough to eat Campbell's Soup, things like that. I want to play the video for you here so you can hear it for yourself. The profanity has already been bleeped out of it. So check this out. Here we go.
A former Campbell's Soup Company employee is taking legal action against the food giant, and he's making some explosive allegations about one of its top executives. Good evening, and thanks for joining us at 6. I'm Ty Steele.
I'm Kimberly Gill. Those allegations are now at the center of a lawsuit claiming the company's vice president went on an hour-long tirade attacking the company's products and employees before taking aim at its customers.
And the former employee recorded it all. Eric Erickson shares that recording and what the company is saying about it.
We have shit for f***ing poor people. Who buys our shit?
And that's just part of an over an hour-long rant, says former security analyst for Campbell's, Robert Garza of Monroe.
I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. It's so healthy. Now that I know what the f*** in it, even in a can of soup, I look at it, look at me, bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer, you?
The recording, allegedly, of Campbell's VP and Chief Information Security Officer, Martin Bally.
He has no filter.
Bally, along with another supervisor and Campbell's Soup Company, named in a lawsuit filed Thursday. The suit claiming Bally made racist remarks, admits to coming to work high, and Garza fired for coming forward.
What do you think about the things that he was saying?
Oh, just pure disgust.
Garza says he usually worked remotely for Campbell's headquarters based in Camden, New Jersey. But thinking he'd be discussing his salary with Bally, he says the recording taken in person at a restaurant. Garza says he felt sick after the rant, deciding to go to his direct supervisor in January, keeping the recordings to himself.
He had never had any disciplinary action. They had never written him up for poor work performance.
Garza says no one at Campbell's ever followed up, and it's taken him 10 months to find a new job, calling the way the canned soup company handled it simply terrible.
They have a motto, you know, like we treat you like family, you know, here at Campbell's, you know, come work for us, you know, we treat our employees like family. That's not the case.
We did just receive a statement from Campbell's. It says, quote, if accurate, the comments in the recording are unacceptable. They do not reflect our values and the culture of our company. We are actively investigating this matter. We've also reached out directly to Martin Bally. Erica Erickson, Local 4.
Well, there you go. What do you think about that, huh? Guy sounds pretty angry, huh? Maybe he's been eating too much Campbell's soup. I'm not sure. But I'm really wondering, who eats Campbell's soup? You know, seriously. I mean, I don't know when was the last time I had Campbell's soup, but my memory of it is that it was like soggy vegetables and soggy bloated noodles and just pretty much nasty. It's like pig's food. Is that, I don't know, but apparently the vice president of Campbell's agrees with that assessment. Now, I'm not claiming that Campbell's soup does anything illegal. It's just that it's not high grade food in my view. Nevertheless, the person that is allegedly named in that video recording has been fired by Campbell's Soup, and apparently they have confirmed that it was him, and they have put out a statement that says that his statement does not represent their company values. Yeah, I can imagine. In addition, Campbell's Soup says that he's wrong when he talks about things like 3D printed chicken meat or whatever he said, like they don't use 3D printed meat. Yeah, I bet they don't, because that would be too expensive, actually. I think they use something much, much cheaper. I don't know, like the leftovers from what you get on the side after making dog food. I'm just guessing. I honestly, I don't know the Campbell's Soup manufacturing method. And again, not claiming they do anything illegal, but that guy was fired. And I think in all fairness, he was probably having a bad day. You know, I mean, obviously he was having a very bad day. And he was probably exaggerating, is my guess. But you know what's amazing to me, as low on the scale as Campbell's soup is in my mind, I mean, I wouldn't even think of eating Campbell's soup because, well, I don't want to eat sodium nitrite in meat products. I don't want to eat excitotoxins, or yeast extract, or whatever. I don't want to eat GMOs, you know? But as low as that is in my mind, there are soups that are lower on the food quality scale. And those are like dollar store canned soup. Yeah. So, and sadly, more and more Americans are turning to dollar store soups in order to feed themselves. And who knows what they're getting into there? Who knows? I mean, seriously, what kind of process do you have to go through as a food manufacturer to be able to offer a can of soup that retails for a dollar? Which means wholesale might be, I don't know, 60 cents or something, and the can is probably 10 cents. So there's 50 cents, and somehow in that 50 cents, you got to get all the materials and make the food and all the labor and the insurance and the manufacturing facility and everything else, you know, legal compliance, all that, regulatory compliance, reporting, and cleaning, you know, all that. How do you do that in 50 cents? And I think the only answer is you filled that can with, you know, some pretty low-grade stuff. Again, not saying it's illegal. But then again, prison food is legal too, you know? So I guess my message here today is be cautious what you eat, what you trust. I know you are. If you're listening to this, you're already cautious about that. And of course, if you want clean food, get it from us, healthrangerstore.com. Because, well, of course, our food is not a dollar a can. I mean, we do not have anywhere near the low-cost, low-grade food. I mean, our food is more of a premium price, but that's because it's an ultra-premium quality. It's laboratory-tested. It's certified organic in almost every case. And if you look at the ingredients, they're real. Like, check out our macaroni and cheese, which is an instant meal pack. I mean, it's got real cream powder that's organic. It's got real cheese, cheddar cheese powder, organic, real organic butter powder. And the macaroni is made with quinoa and amaranth and brown rice, all organic. So these are not low-grade ingredients, and they're also not cheap. So if you want real food and real clean food, of course, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And when you're at the grocery store, by the way, check ingredients, obviously, and then use our ingredients analyzer at brightu.ai because it will analyze your ingredients completely free. All you have to do is type in the list of ingredients and it'll tell you all about those ingredients, the pros, the cons, etc., things you might want to avoid or things that have good nutritive value. And, you know, even Campbell's soup, some of the things they have in their soups are good for you. You know, some there's some vegetables and whatever in some of them. But you can check out all the ingredients at brightu.ai. Just scroll down and click on the ingredients analyzer. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Savor rich, cheesy goodness made with clean, organic ingredients. Our mac and cheese combines quinoa elbows and a flavorful mix of organic dairy and spices for a delicious, ready-to-cook meal. Stock up today at healthrangerstore.com.